As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So you all know in Florida, obviously they're dealing with storm surges and hurricanes and all kinds of stuff. But one CNN meteorologist had his live shot entertainingly interrupted by some residents who were literally sailing past him on a camouflage duck. Here's the video.
So we're going to step away from the seriousness of this storm for just one second. You got to bear with me because this is something you don't see every day. Guys, what are you doing? Literally, we are, this is a very new way to beat rush hour traffic on Bayshore Boulevard in Tampa. These guys are kayaking down this major thoroughfare, Tampa, over my shoulder here. I mean, look at that. I don't want to minimize the serious nature of this storm, but this is what people are dealing with.
Because Florida keeps its sense of humor, that's why. I mean, I love that if it's not like, we're going to ride it out, then you got a camouflage duck. I love it, though. That's so great. And I immediately was like, where can I find that on Amazon? And because I just feel like that's something that you need. You know, everybody should have a camera. Did it have sunglasses on? The duck? What was that on its eyes? Or was it like a sleeping mask? That was the other thing. And then I couldn't tell. At first, I thought the other dude had a pirate hat, but it was just like a sun hat, which is hysterical also. All right. So next up, a Florida man painted white told deputies that he is the Joker while threatening them with a crowbar. Now, I just got to say, painted white is, I don't know, I am so confused as to what this guy was trying to do. So this is Santa Rosa County. A suspicious person with a crowbar was at the Best Western on Sunday, and they confronted a man named Anthony Moreno. He was covered with white paint on his head, face, and body, and he had a crowbar in his hands. And I don't know what he's doing, because it looks like he was very particular in how he applied it to his hair. I don't know. It was just weird. The deputies offered him some food and a drink in exchange for the crowbar. But he met them with, quote, more threats and talk about the government and that this was the last encounter. Totally covered with white paint. And Moreno told officers that he was the Joker. That's why he's in the paint. You know, the Joker. They said he was, this is where it even gets crazier, completely covered in white paint, even under his clothes. So he painted himself white and then put his clothes on. So they persuaded him to drop the crowbar. And he's being held now on 3 counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. And he's being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail on $15,000 bond. Okay. All right. So that he's dedicated.
Can he exercise white privilege?
Oh, man. You just had to do that, didn't you? You just had to do it. You did. You did. Probably. I mean, I would imagine, you know, you can, I'm sure. Let's see, there was another Florida man that was riding his bicycle around Tampa Bay in the middle of the storm. Please be safe. Another guy who wore a scream mask to rob folks. And then we got these guys. A Florida man and his accomplice, they tried to buy car parts with fake credit cards. They got arrested, finally. Look, if you're, I'm not telling you to commit crimes, but if you're going to commit a crime, you can't just, like, immediately go and buy $22,000 worth of auto parts with fraudulent cards. Like, I mean, you do a big ticket thing like that, and that's going to immediately set off alarm bells, right? Both of them were from Orlando. 19-year-old Ernest Ashlett and 30-year-old Sebastian Mombas. They were caught trying to buy all of these auto parts. And they only went, they apparently only went to like a couple of different places too. Just dumb. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. So you guys remember this story about the kid, the 12-year-old in Colorado Springs who had a flag patch, a Gadsden flag patch on his backpack, like literally a military authorized flag that was created as a warning to the Brits about what happens if you keep pushing us on our individual liberties, and literally had nothing to do with slavery. And you had some bonkers illiberal, just absolutely bass ackwards teacher in Colorado Springs who was so ignorant, and I think she should be fired. Any teacher who was sitting here trying to gaslight this kid into thinking that he's a racist because he had a military patch on his backpack, they ought to be fired. Can that broad now? She's too damn dumb to teach. Actually, like, making an issue of him. So, and even the Democrat governor weighed in and was like, everybody knows the history of this flag, except this stupid teacher who apparently got her teaching degree in a Cracker Jacks box. Do they still do that? I don't know. So, he now gets to stay in school and he gets to keep his patch. Good on him, though. Like, he didn't stand down. And his parents let him lead on it, but they supported him every step of the way. That's so cool. Now the school needs to be held accountable. Because you got teaching moments. Those are important for kids. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what else is important for kids? When adults mess up, especially to this degree, you need to hold them accountable. You don't let them get away with that stuff. You hold them accountable. So that kids see that even as adults, when you mess up this bad... And this was not, I don't believe that this teacher's error was innocent. I think she's an ideological bigot and she's too stupid to teach. And this woman needs to be held accountable. Don't misunderstand me. This has nothing to do with vengeance. What this has to do with is making an example of a teacher like this. So no other teacher gets this idea to abuse a kid over a politics. And that's exactly what this is. This was abusive to this child because of this broad's politics. And she should be made an example of. This is where the parents can muscle up a little bit more, because they let this sweet boy lead, and that's good. Now mom and dad, now it's shove time. It was push time, now it's shove time. Because this is insane. You know how many I can't even imagine. We had one teacher. I don't want to give too many details, but one of my sons had a class, and he was drawing, him and his friend were in this class, and they were drawing, you know, pictures of literally like soldiers fighting terrorists, right? And this one teacher, and this was in a private Christian school. That teacher is no longer there, by the way, because apparently that teacher had a lot of issues with a lot of other parents, and this is kind of the final straw. But that teacher was apparently so sensitive that she saw these two students drawing these soldiers. I mean, and that's literally what it was, killing terrorists. And of course, what do soldiers use, Kane?
Guns.
Yeah, they use guns. And, you know, I guess because she was an ideological bigot, she was like, oh, you have to go to the principal's office. And my first response was, I'm framing this damn thing. And if you suspend him, I'm going to make you famous and I'm going to take him to Six Flags. So, you know, choose your fight. So nothing came of it, obviously. And she didn't finish out the year at the school. It was stupid. It was dumb. I cannot stand people like that. If you're going to go into education, go into education. This whole, I'm going to shape the child's mind. That's the parent's job. That's the parent's job. Now, your job is in your particular discipline. I got to tell you, I had a fantastic social studies teacher when I was a freshman in high school. And she was super, she was left. She had a damn Clinton Gore sticker on her chalkboard. But she wasn't an ideological bigot. She really loved her subject. She's the reason I got into politics. I always wonder if she rues the day, you know. But she was never an ideological bigot. She was very, I mean, you knew what she, I mean, she had, you know, the Clinton Gore sticker on her chalkboard. And she was very, you know, you knew what she liked. Some of the parents, I think, took issue with it. But she loved social studies. She loved it. She loved her subject matter. And it came across in the way she taught. Like, she was so energetic and so into the material. She made learning so fun. But again, she was an illiberal and she wasn't a bigot. She just taught to the subject. And it wasn't, she did not value her own perspective so much that she thought she had to use it as a lens through which to project everything. And she respected each of her kids, each of her students' beliefs and abilities. I don't know why teachers can't do that. I don't know. I don't expect people to be a blank slate for politics. But what I do expect is that you love what you're doing more than you love your own ego as it relates to your political beliefs. Because a lot of this is just ego fellation, if we're being very straightforward about it. But she was a great teacher. It was at Seckman Junior High. I'd say her name, but I've always been afraid to. But I sometimes I wonder. I'm like, man, I wonder if she knows what I do and if she hates what, because it's all because of you. It's like that commercial from the 80s. I learned it by watching you. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver: cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the United States, according to some study, is experiencing a crisis of early death. It's a recent study coming out of Boston that talks about the dire state of public health in the United States. Compared to others, the U.S. death rate far outpaces America's peers. Some researchers say that they're experiencing a crisis of early death, et cetera, et cetera. They're talking about mortality rates, and they get into, I mean, it gets into what, I mean, it, I think it has to do with the opioid epidemic. I mean, ultimately, I think that's a huge fuel, is the opioid epidemic. And then they try to like get into health disparities with different demographics, but ultimately it's drugs. That's like what it is. You know what? It was exacerbated with the lockdown. Just, it really was. Polluted air shortens human lifespans more than tobacco, says a totally obvious study that anyone could have written themselves, published in the Wall Street Journal. Today in Duh. They say Indian and other South Asian countries suffer biggest losses as China tries to reverse damage. Okay, whatever. Roll eyes. Don't believe. But they said that, polluted air, as if you didn't know, super dangerous. I mean, duh. I mean, you know that. That's why you get the error. Would you get the error quality alert thingies? Kane? Yeah. See? Yeah. Also, there is, it's called the most expensive trailer park home in the U.S. It is a 2,150 square foot house. It's $4.4 million in the Hamptons, and it's 75 feet from the ocean. It is nestled within the upscale Montauk Shores trailer park. The property commands a valuation that rivals that of some of more opulent homes in the area. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and sitting just 75 feet from the Atlantic Ocean on the Ditch Plains Surfing Beach. $4.4 million. It doesn't really even have a yard. I mean, it's just like a square that is 70, and it's not even front line. There's like not even really a legit sea view. It's literally the second row away from the ocean. So it makes me think that the trailers that are right there, it is like the bougiest like trailer court I've ever seen in my life. But the ones that are like, I can't even imagine the ones that are right there on the shoreline. What do you think that is? This one's 4.4. Dude. So yeah, that's like actually more expensive than some of the homes in the area, but it's that proximity to the coastline. And apparently down the road, there's like a little path that goes right to the beach, but it doesn't have a yard per se. It has a deck and you can kind of get a sea view, but it's not even like right there on the coast. It's just, you know, behind another house. That's $4.4 million. That's just wild. We got a lot more on the way. Don't go anywhere. Stick with us. I don't really care about the Russian stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. When they're talking about the warlord whose plane accidentally fell out of the window. Because I'm like, oh, Russian thugs killing Russian thugs. Okay, so it's like a self-cleaning oven. I don't know. I mean, it just, am I supposed to? But I do think it's like Days of Our Russia. This is more convoluted than, that's a soap opera my grandma watched. The Days of Our Lives with the hourglass. That damn Stefano. So, this Prigozhin guy, who was supposed to have been in the plane that was shot out of the sky and was conveniently captured from start to finish on video, just, you know, by chance. Apparently now, the word is that it was a doppelganger, right? And it wasn't him. That's the story, right? It was a doppelganger, and now he's wherever he is planning his revenge. Is that true? I mean, this legit is like a Stefano thing. In the town of Salem. I mean, it's just sad. It is. They said that there's a lot of speculation whether he was in the aircraft. There was some story where they were saying, no, it was all fake. There were dummies in the aircraft, and they were all headless. I mean, it just gets crazier the more I read. I don't even know. They said, oh, no, he uses body doubles. This is getting more and more, this is getting crazier and crazier, the story. And so they said that Moscow is acting to cover up the circumstances. It's Russia. Do you honestly think you're going to get a straight story here? For real. I wouldn't be surprised if he had 50 body doubles. I wouldn't be surprised if he has never been seen in public because they're all body doubles. I wouldn't be surprised if Vladimir Putin is just an animatronic pillow person and that's, you know, that's why he looks puffy. I wouldn't be surprised at that either. I mean, I really don't care about any of this. I'm just here for the entertainment value. Because if they're going to fight and kill each other, okay, go ahead. Like, go ahead and fight and have the Kremlin fight itself. Go ahead. I mean, they're mercenary warlords. What did you think you were going to get with that? I thought he was going to be a nice mercenary warlord. It's not really how that happens, okay? But, yeah, apparently they had, a plane crashed and there, I don't know if there was a dude on it or not. They had this lady that was said to be his widow, pictured looking sad at his grave. He was sad at his grave and if you wanted to play up your whole body double thing, I think that's what you would do, right? I don't know. They have all these pictures of him with like fake beards and he was known to use these disguises. Have you seen the disguises that he was supposed to use? Because I can't take this seriously anymore. So I saw they had it like the Brady Bunch, all of this guy with his disguises. They're so bad. They are so bad. I mean, the beards look so fake. They look horrible. I mean, you look at it and you're like, this guy is fake. This is a fake beard. I just can't imagine that this was at all serious. But they said that the cemetery that he was in, it's the most protected in the world. And no one saw Prigozhin's body at any point during the funeral. Okay. I just think the guy using, I mean, this is some Banana Republic stuff. Juan's going to throw it up there because it's ridiculous. He's got one where he's got a black beard that he's got taped underneath his face going towards, like, and it looks so bad. And then he's got a toupee on one, and he's got a flock of seagulls hairstyle. And then in another one, he's got another fake black beard that's not even positioned right on his face, and these hipster glasses like a barista would wear at a Starbucks downtown. And that's a, we're supposed to think that that is not convincing. That's the big elaborate those are the elaborate disguises. Who was fooled? The Kremlin was fooled by this? Oh my gosh. Oh, who is that? I thought it was Prigozhin. Apparently it is not. He's disappeared. Who is this guy with the hair? Nobody. Really? This shocks you?
One looks like an alpaca chin strap.
Dude, right? Do you see the flock of seagulls haircut? Look at the hipster glasses. You said you wanted soy milk, yes? I mean, Kylie, I just find this whole thing funny. Stefano. So, I don't know. They're still there. Moscow's acting like they took him down. Apparently, he's not. He's plotting his revenge. As the world turns, really is something.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.